Moshe Sternbach writes in Tshuvas Vahanhagas that while Mishneh Berurah writes that one should say a bracha on kampot for dessert, however, there are reliable accounts that attest that later in his life, even the Chafetz Chaim himself changed his mind and did not recite a bracha on kampot that he ate for dessert. Rav Moshe Sternbach writes that also the Briskerov was careful to eat the kampot together with bread to exempt it from a bracha, and presumably from the way he describes it, the Briskerov ate all of the kampot together with bread, not just the first and last bites. Rav Moshe Sternbach continues that some explain that since dessert is a regular course at the Shabbos meal, it becomes part of the meal and therefore is exempt from a bracha, similar to the Piskei Rid. Rav Moshe Sternbach concludes that the best solution is to cover the kampot by saying ha'etz on something else, on a raw fruit. He writes that fruit cup eaten as an appetizer is also a machloikis, and he concludes that at a chasna, where it's a typical part of the meal, it would be exempt. However, even in such a case, it's best to eat a little fruit before saying hamoitzi, with intent that the Brei Pera Eitz recited on the fruit before hamoitzi should also cover the fruit cup eaten during the meal.